Hello, I'm Rick. I'm calling from Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perception of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. I need to speak with one of the adults responsible for the household. Will that be you?
I'm the most senior person in the house.
Okay, well, thank you. Is your home a single-family home, a townhome, apartment, condominium, manufactured, or
single-family
home?
Single-family home.
And do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Thank you. Do you know in which year your home was built?
1949.
Thank you very much. And have any upgrade modifications have been made to the property? Like,
yes.
Roofing upgrades, impact windows, drainage upgrades, structural upgrades, or no upgrades at all?
Yes, we have done, replaced all the water pipes, all the sewer pipes, modified the entrance to the house and the house we grew, and the windows were replaced.
Oh, well, thank you very much. How many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
Been 44 years today.
Oh, that's great. And how many adults in your household have experienced a tropical storm? Or have you or any adults in your household have experienced a tropical storm, a category 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 hurricane?
I've been here in Miami through all the hurricanes that have come through here since 1980.
Do you remember which category?
Andrew. And tropical storms.
Understood. Thank you. And can you tell me the name or maybe the year of the tropical storm that you experienced?
There was one in 2005. I think it was George. I'm not sure. And I remember that particularly because I had to postpone a trip abroad because of that storm.
Oh.
Andrew was 1992. And we have several. As a matter of fact, I worked for FPL, Florida Power and Light, and I was deployed to work in other areas every time there was a hurricane coming through Florida. So
well,
all the names, I don't remember all the names right now.
Oh, I understand. But you said maybe George in 2005, Andrew in 1992, and which one was the other one that you mentioned? I'm sorry.
I didn't have money after that. I don't recall the date at this very moment. I don't recall the date or the names of it. We had a Hurricane Irene. We had Floyd. We've had several that have come through here.
And have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
The last one that was a few years ago, and I don't remember the name. I don't know if it was Gabrielle, but I don't remember. We have some roof damage.
And what was the estimated damage in dollars, if you can remember?
Well, let me tell you something. The insurance company was Citizen, and they came and did an inspection, and they said that the damage was $900. And, of course, it was less than my deductible. So they didn't pay me a penny. And what I did was because it was less than the deductible. When I had the roof repaired, not replaced, the repair with tiles that didn't match my tiles was about $2,500. And then I put in a complaint to them, and they paid for a total of roof replacement, like 3 or 4 years after that.
And can you tell me?
$40,000.
Okay, thank you. And can you tell me what were the primary causes of damage to your home? Was it the debris in the wind breaking your windows? Wind damaging your roof?
It was the wind damage.
I understand. And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel like extremely vulnerable, somewhat, or maybe not too vulnerable?
It all depends. There are different categories there. Water, I don't foresee any damage because I live in a high area. I don't even have flood insurance in my house. But wind, I think we are very vulnerable. I mean, we're in Miami, and so even though the roof is in excellent condition, but right now, I am concerned that if we get high winds, then we may lose the roof. Like, there's no way to protect the roof.
Oh, and if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare? For example, would you put up shutters or board at home?
We have shutters.
Yeah.
We have shutters. Yeah, we have.
Would you buy supplies and equipment or evacuate? Would you call the insurance company? Or maybe would you drive to a home of a relative or friend in another area?
We have a rainforest concrete warehouse, and we will definitely go there, like the same way we did in the last one, that we sheltered in that place. And after closing up the house, shutters and stuff.
Oh, I understand. And when will you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? For example, when a hurricane catches issue, maybe hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. Or maybe when a hurricane warning is issued, when the hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours, or would you say that your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours?
We can take care of the house within a few hours, but for food and water and fuel, we will prepare at least 48 hours before.
Okay. Thank you. Consider yourself and others in your household. How certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from a hurricane? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or maybe not certain at all?
I am certain. I mean, we listen to the news. If we are given the truth in the news, a good forecast, we will be certain that we will be prepared.
Thank you. And we're halfway there. Thank you very much. I will go through the next questions as fast as I can. And now, would you tell me your top three sources of information? Would you consider it to be internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspaper or print media, friends, family, social media, WhatsApp or other?
Well, the first one would be the news on television.
Okay.
The second one will be the radio. And the third one will be family and friends.
Understood. Thank you. And on a scale from 1 to 5, which 1 being least prepared and 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
Most prepared.
Okay. Thank you. Now, have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm? First, the cost of insurance, transportation cost of housing, cost of childcare, cost of food or other essentials, property taxes, loss of income or unemployment, or other?
None of those.
We
don't have any financial.
Okay, thank you. Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
Neither. Okay, thank you. And let's say people evacuate. When will you evacuate, for example, if a hurricane watches you, hurricane conditions possible within 48 hours, or if a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours, or maybe if a category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, or if emergency management officials... Oh, within 24 hours, you will say?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Understood. And if you need to evacuate, where will you go? Will you go to a local shelter, house of a nearby friend or family, another location within the state, or as far as possible, like to another state? Or let's say that you will not live under any circumstances.
No, we go to the warehouse that I told you. That is
the
completely made of, the previous, reinforced.
What you mentioned. Understood. Thank you. And how many vehicles are available in your household?
Two.
Okay, thank you. And what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
Right now, it's about $4,000.
Okay, thank you very much. How confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for unexpected hurricane damage? Are you certain?
I'm completely sure. I'm certain.
Okay, thank you. Now, how has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? I will read you some options.
It was bad. it was high.
Well, let's say within 1 year have decreased significantly, decreased somewhat, remained the same, increased somewhat, increased significantly in 1 year.
Increased significantly. Every year, yes.
Oh, every year, increase significantly. Would you say that it's over 10%?
Around that. I don't know exactly the percentage, but it would be very close to that.
Okay. And how about in the past 3 to 5 years?
The same. It's been going up year after year.
Would you say the same of the last 5 to 10 years?
Well, I don't know, because we eliminated some of the coverage because we have gone too high. Yeah, in order to keep it the same way, we have to drop some of the coverage.
Oh, so as a result of this increase, what other actions? You change insurance provider, or maybe you increase the amount of deductible, or you decrease the coverage?
I decrease the coverage.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Now, if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? Like 100%, like you want to be insured for the full replacement value, 80 to less than 100%, 60%
to less
than 80?
No, I'm 100%. That's why we pay so high, because we want 100% of the replacement value.
I understand. And which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs of home ownership costs were to continue increasing at a current rate of higher? Will you move to another home with the same in the same country? Will moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, or you will not move from your home?
I will not move from here.
Okay.
Since I own my house and it's free and clear, what I could do is just drop all the coverage completely.
Oh, I understand. Well, in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel the homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider...
I'm allowed to do that.
Oh, you will consider
your
mortgage
I'm
was paid off.
I'm contemplating if you do that.
Oh, I understand. And if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of this level of government should help to reimburse your costs? Federal government, state government, local government, or the government should not be involved in recovery efforts for you?
The government should be involved. You know, FEMA should be involved in that.
Okay. Would you consider the federal, state, or the local government to be most involved in this?
Well, I don't know exactly what the, hey Rosa, good, how are you? I'm walking, so I'm,
okay. Oh, no worries, take your time. I appreciate your time. We're almost done. Thank you so much for taking the time to do this.
So, I don't think the state and the city will do anything. That would have to do with the federal government.
Oh, understood.
Isn't FEMA part of the federal government?
Okay, I understand. Now, on a scale to 1 to 5, when 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced? You can give me any number from 1 to 5, like 1, let's say, no confidence at all, 3, reasonable confidence, and 5, very high confidence.
About okay. 3. No, I'm not, no high confidence at all.
And how about that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
Say that again?
How confident do you have that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
I don't think, it's very low.
Like, would you say from 1 to 5, how low?
1. 1.
1.
1.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
And
no,
how about, and how much confidence do you have that new development takes into account hurricane wind risk?
I don't think anybody takes, perhaps I'm ignorant, but I don't think that anybody takes any, you know, in consideration any of that. They might have to follow the building codes, but I don't know if they will, you know, take into consideration any of that.
Okay. And how about that new development taking into account flood risk?
Well, flood, the city has a floor plan of all the areas, and in those areas, they know which areas are more prone to flood. So I'm sure they have to take that into consideration because it's already in the city plans. You know, it has been predetermined. So probably it's about between 3 and 4.
Okay. Thank you. And how about that the building codes are as strict as they should to mitigate loss?
I have no idea. I don't think so because, you know, we have that building that collapsed. And, you know, and he had had the inspector, 40-year inspection, and it did collapse. So I don't know exactly how thorough those inspections are.
I understand. Okay, next. I would like to ask you a few questions about the sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your finances will be affected?
I do believe that the sea level is rising. I have friends who live in Miami Beach, in which their sea floods constantly, at least in every summer. So it is a fact.
And do you think that your property or finances can be affected by this?
Not mine, because I'm far from there.
Okay, thank you. Now, if the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Do you think increasing income taxes, increasing property taxes, or maybe increasing both income and property taxes, or maybe other?
Perhaps they shouldn't. I mean, taxes are high enough as it is. They're going to be forcing people to move out of their houses if they continue to increase the taxes.
Oh, so, okay. Well, most of Florida's...
I don't know what it is.
Understand. Most of Florida coastal areas have a very low elevation. It's under 10 meters or 33 feet above sea level and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with the storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Would you say extremely, moderately, somewhat concerned, slightly concerned, or not at all concerned? This is regarding your specific area.
I'm very concerned.
Understood. And when you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important? I will read you a few. Neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, or proximity to other family, or proximity to job?
Location, yes. The neighborhood.
Okay. And you can give me 3, up to 3.
Okay, it's the neighborhood.
I said also schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone or proximity to family or job?
Proximity to job.
Okay. Do you have another one?
No, that's it.
Okay, thank you.
The family came after. They came to this area because I was living here. So.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah.
And, well, how long do you plan on living in your current address? If we just said less than a year?
No. I'm planning to die here.
Oh, okay. Would you say more than 20 years?
What was that? I didn't hear you.
I'm sorry. You said that you will be there for more than, let's say, 20 years, between 10 or less.
If I live that long, yes. I'm not planning to go anywhere.
Understood. And finally, I just have a few general background questions and we will be finished. This is the last step also. And again, I thank you so much. We're basically done. Could you please tell me your age, maybe a range for
71.
18 to 34?
Oh, no, I'm 71.
Thank you very much. And including yourself, how many people live in your household?
Three.
Are any under 12-year-old?
No.
Okay, and how about 65 or older?
One.
Okay, understood, thank you.
One is 19 and the other one is 62.
No, understood. And what is your marital status? Are you single, never married, married, living with a partner, widow, divorced, separated?
Living with a partner.
Okay. Thank you. And what is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member in your household?
Me. I have a master's degree.
Okay. Thank you. And are you Hispanic, Latino descent?
Yes.
Oh, thank you very much. And just allow me one moment. Okay. What racial groups do you identify yourself with? Would you say white, Caucasian, black, African-American, Asian, Native American?
I've always been white, and I'm still are. But here the term Caucasian, which is very wrongly used, I could be that too, right? But that is here reserved for the white Anglo-Saxon group.
Oh,
they have the ones who call themselves Caucasian.
I'm
white.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what language is most spoken in your home? Is it English, Spanish, or another one?
English. Okay. And second Spanish.
Thank you. Now, would you please tell me which is the income range for your household? Would you say that it's under 20,000, 20,000 to less than 30, 30 to less than 50? 50,000 to less than 75 to 100,000 or over 100,000?
Over 100,000.
Okay, thank you. Okay, well, that's all I have for today. Once again, I thank you so much. This will help a lot. And again, I hope you have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You too.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye.